sure been faithful. See, God's got a purpose, yes, and I know he's able. I've got to see in the ground that he's blessing, no more stressing. I've got a seed in the ground, now I'm knowing and it's showing.
To reap what you have, son. I know. When folks hear that, Deb, that is a jumping and shouting word right there, and we gonna jump and shout. Oh Lord, I'm gonna reap what I sow. Well, you got to understand now, my God, you got to understand that you can reap the blessings and reap things that you have sown. Now, things have you sown. Now, it could go either or. Amen. What have you sown, amen? If you sown gossip, guess what? You reap gossip. If you sow envy, you will reap envy. If you sow mishandling things, you will reap mishandling things. Amen? Don't let nobody fool you, because we're going to go off of what the gospel says. Whatever a man soweth, a man shall reap it. I ain't finna preach, God. Y'all already know. God bless you all over the world. We thank God for our local families and friends and people that is listening to us all over our world. And thanks to God, we thank God for you all. Internationally, we give God the praise for each and every one of you. Thank you for tuning in and making us your social media family. Amen. Special on this morning. Amen. It's a blessing. God knows it's a blessing. Amen. Amen. And we thank God for our families and friends right here in the United States of America. We give God the praise, and we always give him the glory. And I'm telling you, my God Almighty, the best is yet to come. Many of you be like, why he always say that? Why he always say that? He always say that. I hear all these folks be saying that all the time. Daughter and brother, let me tell you something. If you could stay around the word of God and stay around positivity, positivity is not, that's what's going to come in your life. If you stay around the different things, you know, what you are hoping for, guess what? You're going to have some substance that's going to manifest in your life. It's all about what you stand around, and that is where you headed. Amen. If you notice, as long as you stay around positivity, you always have positivity that floats around you, your thoughts and everything. But the moment you step outside of all that, guess what's going to come to you? All kinds of stuff going to come your way. Amen. So I'm telling you right now that this is your season. Because why? You got up with us. Some of you probably don't log on in your afternoon time. Some of you, it's probably about 3 in the morning. But whatever time it may be, you are getting up, amen, to get some inspiration, get something down inside of you, or connecting with a brother and sister so we can commune into the things of God, amen. And I'm telling you right now, by your works and by your action, it is your season. Amen. We just thank God for each and every one of you here at 8 a.m. Ministry. We just give God the glory. Amen. And we just thank you. Me and First Lady, God bless you. Amen. And we just thank God for her as well. Saints of God, I'm telling you, it is your time, it is your season. But I want to get that in your spirit. I want you to believe it. Amen. Please do not sit down on this season as if this season is just so chaotic and such in a mess. You, as a saint of God, you will be seeing, you should see, my God Almighty, what nobody else doesn't see in the world. Amen. They might see a pandemic, they might see recession, they might see layoffs. Amen. But in our eyes, we see something else. We see opportunity. We see God is trying to set us up, amen, so we can be positioned at the head of the table, amen. And I'm telling you right now, I declare and decree this morning that your vision and your eyesight is going to change about your situation and about how you see things, amen. Even when it comes to many of you, as you begin to get up this morning on Eastern Standard Time and head to work, amen. For many of you, my God, the opportunity, your job, how you see things is going to change. You're going to see things that God is just using this to equip me, to prepare me for something what? For something greater. As the songwriter done said this morning, that this is my season for something greater, for something, for a blessing. This is my season for I could get ready to reap. And I want to let you know this morning, everything that you don't sow, you better believe it's going to come back to you. Amen. Don't think that you sold something and folks don't got away. You people don't use you. Amen. You cannot use a child of God. I don't care what somebody think. I don't care how they think it. I don't care what they believe. You cannot use a child of God. My God, me and my wife, we are a living witness. Amen. God will constantly keep blessing you and keep taking you into the place where you need to go. Amen. I feel my coffee starting to stir up inside of me. I'm just tripping you all, amen. But I'm telling you, no one cannot use a child of God. I want you to go with this morning. I want you to go with the mindset that things are going to change in my life. I want you to go, my God, with a mindset that I got to get some production going on in my life. Other things that is going on in my life, I don't know what God is doing, but all I know, I got some visions that I need to pull, my God, and get the dust off of them. I got some dreams, amen, that needs to be reawakened, amen. I need to get myself together. I need to get the structure back in myself. Matter of fact, my prayer life need to come up. I need to come up in my prayer life, because why? I know that it ain't that many more months in this year, but I'm telling you right now, God is still blessed. And do you know that God can bless you in a chaos? God can bless you in a pandemic? God can bless you in circumstances where all don't look like it's in your favor? Do you know that God could turn things around, amen, when it's impossible for you to turn things around on your own? Do you know that God can make a way out of no way when you cannot see, my God? A way is made. Do you know that all things work together for the good of the Lord? Do you know that the seeds that you don't sow last year, year before the end, that they've been waiting on you just to get in the place of alignment with God? For God to go and manifest, my God Almighty, the blessings, or manifest His promise, or manifest, my God, what the Word said about you in your life. Do you know that this is your season? Whoa, Jesus, somebody need to get up this morning and just thank God that this is my day, this is my season. I'm going to get the answers that I'm looking for. I'm going to get the phone calls that I've been waiting for. The decision is going to work out in my favor. Everything that God has for me, it is for who? Come on, somebody. Somebody just have a little church this morning. It is for who? It is for me. So therefore, Father, we thank you on this morning. We give you praise on this morning. We give you the glory on this morning, because if it have not been for you on our side, we don't know where we would be. God, we thank you, because when we look back on our life and see where we come from, it's no way I could believe that I'm here, right here, where I'm at in my life today. So God, we thank you for who you are. Father, we pray that you continue to stretch us, continue to pull us, continue to pour in us, continue to have us accountable, so we can continue to walk in your ways. This is our season that we're going to reap, my God, what we have, my God, sowed in the name of Jesus. So everything that we have sown, we shall reap it in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you that you are not a man that it shall lie, nor the son of man that you shall repent. If you said it, it will be. So therefore, that doesn't give the enemy, you don't have no rights, you don't have no jurisdiction to touch anything or to mess with or to tamper anything that God done said. You don't even have no jurisdiction, right, in the spirit realm, well, so in the natural, my God Almighty, to tamper with any package, any blessing, any miracle that God done released in our life. My God, you don't have no right to forge your name, to forge in the signature on the different things that God done release into our life in the name of Jesus, because what God has for me, it is for me. Can somebody talk about that this morning? It is for who? It is for me in the name of Jesus. It is for me what God has for me. I want to tell you, saints of God, this is your shout moment. You might as well tell somebody at your job. You might as well tell the haters. You might as well tell somebody that me and my God trying to work schemes in, my God, to set you up and all this kind of stuff here. You might as well tell them what God has for me. It is for me. You don't have to say it in a nasty way. You can just say it and get your point call, because at the end of the day, they're going to become, my God Almighty, your audience as God begin to do what? Bless you. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, it is so. It is so. It is so. It is so. Come on, somebody. Amen. My God Almighty, we just once again thank you, and also you and that those that has been tuning in with us. Listen, tonight we're going to be back on tonight at 8 p.m. Amen. As different ministers and different leaders and different individuals just articulating the word of God. Amen. As we begin to travel through Genesis, and we're going to finish up this week, because we're going to move on to another book. So I want you to tune back with us, my God, tonight at 8 p.m. as we begin to engage into the Word of God and articulate the Word of God. Amen. I'm telling you, it's no excuse. It's no excuse. God got people working all over the world. You can plug in anyway. If you don't plug in, it's because you decide not to. So if things don't work out for your good, it's because you decide not to be positioned. It ain't nobody's fault. Don't blame it on the devil, because at the end of the day, that little bit of pitchfork or a little bit of 20 years back to Hollywood describe him. He ain't your, my God, he ain't the issue, the reason why the blessings of the Lord is not flowing in your life. It has to be something that you're doing. Scripture declares, who am I blessed? No man, nobody, nobody. Nobody, not your mama, not your hater, not no enemy, not the whosoever, not the black magic witch, not the nobody. No. Nobody cannot stop you for being blessed. Y'all know I just like to have fun a little bit because the word of God is inciting. Amen. I'm going to get out the way. Let me go ahead and get out the way a little bit and bring on our very own evangelist. Let God bless you, daughter. God bless you.
Good morning, Apostle. I just love that positive energy that you bring onto this broadcast. The Holy Spirit just brings something up in you that makes the, just put it all in the atmosphere. And I just love to be a part of it because it just gives me the unction to start my day on a positive note. We may have endured last night, but when that positivity comes in, it just changes you. And that's that power surge, everybody, that the Holy Spirit then put in him. And he don't have a problem with sharing it. And I'm in agreement with the apostle that this is our season for greatness, breakthrough. We're getting ready to reap some things. All we have to do is put ourselves in a place to receive it. We done been through the mud. We done been through hard times. We done been through all different things. We've attained the fruits of the Spirit. Our faith is in place. We know about the love of God. So guess what? On today, what we're going to talk about, Ephesians 3:20. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Again, according to the power that worketh in us. Ephesians 3:20 teaches us that God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above and beyond all we can dare. I'm going to use that word again. All we could dare hope or ask or think for. God, we know that God is the God of the impossible. What happens is we put him in a small box. We put God in a small box. We put God in a box where we just ask for little small things, but we know God is a big God. We know God, there's no ending to God. There's no ending to his love, his faith, his everything. We know that God is a spirit. He goes to and fro. He's here with you, with me. He's there with you. We know these things. But he does these things according to his great power that is worked in us. The power that has developed in us is God's power, but it's done through us. So we need to cooperate with who? We need to cooperate with God because he's put his power into us. So we become a team. We become a team that, and we allow his power, his Holy Spirit to lead us, to guide us. This is what we talk about all the time. Any and everybody that is consumed with the Holy Ghost power, you know that the Holy Ghost power will have you doing flips in the middle of the street if you truly connected, and that's what it has you doing at that point in time. So we need to cooperate with God, and this means that we need to put that daring faith into action. That daring faith needs to start going into our prayers. That daring faith should put you in a place where you're fasting. That daring faith should put you into a place that you consecrate yourself. You should be in a place where you are stretching your faith because the power, we working. God, we are a team. He's just abiding in us. And it's already, we already know he go far, he go deep, he stretches us. God stretches us. He stretches us to no limit. His it's no limit. It's what can you endure? It's what do you have inside of you? And that means that you have to go, you have to get your prayer, as Apostle Temple say, we have to go to a higher prayer. Your desires and your thoughts, your dreams, your visions, they go to another level. They go to a place where you just can't even fathom them. Your prayer should be in your prayer time asking God to do things for you that you wouldn't dare possibly think about doing. I'm not going to even sit and you all know I'm so transparent. My sons, my husband, Monica could tell you I'm decreeing and declaring that I'm a billionaire. I'm so serious about this thing. I got things that God placed things, visions, and dreams in my mind and my heart from a long time ago. And it's just time for me to decree and declare those. So I sit and I decree and declare everything, to be, put my business plans together and everything. God instructed me to help his people. He put me in places where I can learn things and then take it to the table to help his people. And in order for me to help his people to do the plan that he and I, the plan that he put inside of me, I have to think billionaire. I have to think billionaire to give back to his people as he has instructed me to do. So that's where my mind is at. My mind is at that he can do exceedingly and abundantly what's in me. See, in the natural, we sit and we allow things in the natural to make us feel like, okay, well, these things can't be done, that a lot of things are impossible. But in the supernatural realm, with God, we already know nothing is impossible. God wants us to believe for great things, make big plans. When I grabbed on to that, I'm a writer. I started sitting down and putting every plan, every dream that God had given me as a little girl together. And as my faith continued, as my spiritual growth, as I continue to spiritually grow and my mindset start changing and my heart start changing, my plans got bigger. My plans got bigger. And to this day, to this very moment, to this very second, I have no doubt that God's not going to do what he said that he was going to do. I have no doubt because I'm putting, listen to what I'm saying, I'm striving to stay on course day by day. Every day is a day that something's going to come, an obstacle or whatever it may be. But that does not dampen my dreams because I know where I'm at in Christ. I know that I'm striving for my mind to stay in the, and I got a renewed mind. And every single day I ask God for that mind to renew. Every single day, I ask God to create in me a clean heart. Come on in here, Monica. I know you got something that you want to add to this.
Amen. Before Sister Monica come in, Minister, let Monica jump in real quick. This is a very excellent topic, especially for those that are getting up in the morning and thinking production, and I'm telling you, that has a successful mind. One thing that I do know, that those that that has a mindset for success in their life, amen, they get up early in the morning. They have a reason why they get up, amen. Some of them came even asleep the night before, and it's a reason why, amen. Many people probably look at you like this, and it's saints of God. You know, we have to get out of this poverty talk and church poverty talk, stricken talk, because one of the poverty talks that we'll begin to say, well, it ain't all about that. You know, we quit to say that it ain't all about that. It's all about that spirit and stuff like that. Well, you mean to tell me that God just wants you to just have his spirit, but he don't want you to prosper prosper even as your soul to prosper. Amen. Don't want you to prosper, even your soul to prosper. Amen. And we got to understand that God wants more for each and every one of you. But the question is, do you more? Do you want it? Many people want a state of wealth and financial wealth, or regardless of what, amen, different types of wealth. But the question is, amen, are you willing to do what it takes, amen? Are you willing to put the work in? I was listening to Evangelist Elect and how she said she wants this, and she began to have plans. They have strategy. And many of you probably feel as though that you don't feel like I'm gonna be able to make it to that point. I'm gonna be able to make it to this point. Well, it's simply because you done exhausted all your information of know-how to get to a certain area in life. You don't exhaust all your information. You don't exhaust what you know. The people around you, amen, cannot give you or cannot feed you in that area for you to go to the next level, amen? So what are you saying? Well, where you go, you probably have to implement other connections in your life, amen? Well, you probably say, well, Pastor, I don't know people. I don't know that. Well, baby, if you got to go and go to some seminars, if you got to go to some different things where they're giving you the information, giving you the teaching, but you can advance in your life. We church people, a lot of church folks, we got to get out of this motion that, well, God said to get ready to give it to me, then you don't have no plan, you don't have no strategy, you don't have nothing else that is going on, and you keep saying that time after time. I want you to get something together, get something in your life to plan together, amen? Amen. Especially if you got a millionaire mindset. You got a billionaire mindset. Amen. Usually you're going to have to come up with about five different sources of income. Amen. Not one and not two. Amen. We got to come up with at least about five different avenues where God can be able to bless and different things like that. And many of you, when you have these, I'm not going to say thoughts, but when you have this download of success, you have this download of prosperity. Now, the thing about it is, and this is where a lot of people get tangled up at, amen, because they excited and you get caught up in the emotions or the movement of success and of prosperity, and you forget about what I need to do to protect it when it comes or when I have it, for I won't lose it. Y'all hear me? For I won't lose it. And this is where the enemy really capitalized off of people doesn't have the knowledge, because they are ready to receive it, but they don't know, they are not thinking about the back door of their life and about losing it. Amen. About losing it. What do you mean, Pastor? Well, what are the laws? What are certain laws? Certain laws that when you get to a certain amount of financial income, you got to make sure you're paying taxes on it. Amen. What is your IRS saying? What is this here? See, you got to understand the difference in ins and out. And many of you, that is where God probably said, I'm putting a pause on your life, because, yeah, you understand what you need to do or have a plan to get it, but I don't want to bring you up here to get it, and then you end up losing it. It can be devastating. It can be devastating on people around you, people you're connected to, everything that is around you. Instead of this being a blessing in your life, now it'll turn around to be a curse in your life because you didn't do, my God, your preparation time. You got to understand something. It's not what coming in the front door of your life that you doesn't recognize. It's what's coming in the back door of your life that you don't recognize. It's what's trying to come through the side windows in your life that you don't recognize. You best to believe, if you cannot, let me talk to y'all for a second, and I'm going to jump right back off. If you cannot handle the haters that is on this level where you at right now, y'all better talk to me. If you cannot handle the haters that is on this level at right now, baby, you might as well sit on down. Y'all might as well sit on down, because when you get to a certain platform in life and certain workflow in life and a certain career rank in life, Trust me, they're coming for you. Because at the end of the day, the air get kind of thin once you keep moving up in life. And you're going to have a big S on your back. Don't think that, oh, my goodness, I got money. I got this here. All my problems going to be washed away. Baby, your problems ain't even started yet. Amen. Your problems have not been started yet. And especially, and we cannot waver from the fact of racial profiling. Amen. I don't care if you're saved or ain't saved. It is what it is. Amen. And you got to understand and you got to put the work in. Many folks, all we do is just put the work in. Lord, going to do it. Lord, going to provide. Hallelujah. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. But you don't put no work in any other area of your life. You don't put no knowledge in any area of your life. Amen. And let me tell you something, just like the songwriter said this morning, that this is my season to reap my blessings. You got to understand something. Many of you, you want to go into your own business, but you got to understand something. The way you doing your employer right now, you might as well get ready to reap. Y'all, uh-oh, pastor, you better get out of that. You're going to end up reaping. Yeah, you're going to have individuals. You're going to understand how I feel when they need to be on time and you need them there on time, but you don't show being late. You don't show these people getting on my nerves. Why in the world are these people calling me all the time? I told them I'm going to be there, and you at a McDonald's line trying to get you an English Ed McMuffin. Amen? You got to understand you're going to reap that stuff. All these little clicks and all this little gossip, all this little stuff that you're trying to go after folks, and you got this gossip going on. You got this click going on. Baby, you will reap this stuff. So you got to change your mentality, change different things when, right now. Because it's not about the job right now. It's about where I'm going, amen? And where I'm going, I'm not trying to reap or I'm not trying to sow in a seed that going to come up and mess or delay the prosperity or delay, my God, what God has for me. Y'all hear me this morning, amen? You got to understand reaping and sowing and reaping, it goes a lot of ways. It messes with your future. Y'all hear me? Your sowing and your reaping, it messes with your future. It ain't dealing with what's now. What you are dealing with now is what you don't sow in your past. Y'all hear me? My God Almighty. And what to come is what you sowing today. I want you to change your mentality, how you sow. I want you to change your mentality, how you deal with folks. I want you to change your mentality, what you're going to work with. What ain't you gonna work with? Amen. I can't work with you. I can't deal with this here. I don't want to deal with that there. Well, you're gonna have some same key players going to say the same thing. But the Bible declares that you shall reap even greater than you have sowed. Amen. So you have to be careful because a lot of people sabotage. They sabotage their future before they even get to it. They sabotage their walk before they even get to it. Amen? I don't want you to sabotage your life. Don't sabotage your life. Many of you need to put a stop on it right now. You know you're grouchy. You know you're hard to deal with. You know you got an anger issue. You very confrontational. You know you got all kinds of issues. Amen? You know you got lying problems, all that kind of stuff there. My God, change that stuff. That's why me and my wife, we're a firm believer. We ain't finna do nothing some bootlegged. We don't got time to do stuff out of order. We ain't got time to be doing all that cheating and lying. Because why? It's going to come back. You're going to get ready to reap it back. And when you get a place in your life, amen, to where you working hard, you got something to lose, you don't got time for all. See, nobody don't have to tell you get that negativity out of your life. Get that stuff out of your life, amen. If somebody still got to tell you, you need to get that foolishness out of your life, baby, you ain't get serious about life. Because once you get serious about life and what you don't work for is, I'm talking to somebody, chills just came over me. Holy Ghost, somebody just wave their hand in the spirit. If you get serious about what's coming in your life, what you working for, things that you got to lose, amen, and you already don't work hard for it and all that, nobody don't have to tell you, get negative folks out of your life. Y'all hear me this morning. Nobody don't have to tell you, stop that gossiping. Nobody don't know how to tell you, my God Almighty, you need to drop some people. You need to disconnect for some things. Amen. Why? Because the pain that you don't went through to get where you are. Is there anybody this morning don't went through some pain? Is there anybody this morning don't went through some crying days, don't went through some crying time? Is there anybody this morning, my God, don't went through? I'm not talking about your emotional hurt, but I'm talking about, baby, I lost some things. Baby, I almost lost some things. And it ain't about the things. It's about what I work for. It's about the cut that I made. It's about looking around in my life, seeing where I come from, and seeing, I'm talking to somebody this night, and seeing where I'm at. And I can't believe that God brought me this far, my God, not only to be continue to bless me, but to leave me. Amen. People, let me tell y'all ministers something. If somebody want greater, you don't have to tell them, my God Almighty, to stop this and stop that. Amen. They will do it on their own. Amen. Because what they are believing for, what they have accomplished in their life, is more, it's worth keeping than allowing some foolishness to pop them off. It's worth keeping to allow somebody to take them out of care. We don't even have to get spiritual deep with here. I tell you, I want you to accomplish something in your life. Keep accomplishing things in your life. Then allow somebody to rip it away from you and take it away. My God Almighty. Now you are left, what, all by yourself. My God, before I leave, I want to remind you, and I want to remind every last one of you, it was time you can call on a prayer partner. Some of you in the midst of it right now, it's you walking the flow. It's you got these tears late night. It's you in the pain. It's you in the struggle. It's you trying to figure it out how God is going to work it out. It's you keep playing that song over and over. Work it out, Jesus. How I'm going to pay my rent. Work it out, Jesus. I got condos, dudes. Work it out, dear. It's you going through the stress and the agony of life. Then when God done brought you out, when you done made it through, like the songwriter say, for every valley, y'all about to hear me, for every mountain, amen, that I done crossed over, for every valley that God done brought me through, you think I'm going to allow y'all gossiper? I don't care if you is my family. You think I'm allowing things, my God, that is out of order? You think I'm allowing my pleasure, pleasing myself, pleasurably, amen, and things out of order going to keep going to come in and let, baby, no, the problem, you ain't gone through enough or hard enough. You ain't went through enough bloodshed or blood tear. If it's anybody this morning don't went through enough and say enough is enough, enough is enough, you need to yell in the spirit realm. You need to cry in the spirit realm. You got to stop letting them haters on your job take you out of character, baby. They trying to get you to lose something. They trying to the devil already know this is her only income, this is his only income, and if we can make them get fired, if we can make them lose their job, they'll begin to have financial issues, they'll lose their house, they'll lose their car, they begin to lose different things. Baby, you got something that you don't pay the price for, and Jesus, Monica, daughter, you better come on in here. I'm about to finna holler. Jesus, where you at, daughter?
I'm right here, and I got to add on to that because you know what? You're absolutely right, Apostle. The Lord is saying that we have to actually grab hold of that harvest because, see, when you planted those seeds he spoke of earlier in the broadcast, when you planted those seeds, you got to remember that it was cultivated. And when them seeds grew up as a blessing, there was a harvest. See, who going to work the harvest? Who going to reap the harvest? Who's going to go out there and clear that field? Because, see, the blessings have been planted. The seed was planted, and that harvest came up. But who's going to go out there and get it? You know who's going to get it? You got to go get it. You got to go clear your own field, reap your own harvest. And that thing is where God is saying, you got to do your part. You got to get out there and do whatever it takes to get that blessing that God has put before you out of the field. That harvest is waving in the air. That wheat is full. It's plentiful. It's bountiful. But you got to bring that stuff in. You got to bring it into your storehouse so that you can walk around with that blessing, so that you can eat good on that blessing. See, a lot of us don't realize to whom much is given, much is required. to whom much is given, much is required. That means that when God gives you something, you're required, you're responsible to do just with it. You got to be a good steward over that blessing. And see, you planted those seeds. God is saying we planted those seeds through the apostles. And he said it right. But the thing is, when it's time to reap those blessings, you got to have a, you got to pull up your sleeves and go out there and pull that harvest in. And then when he spoke on how you're walking around with your blessings, you got to realize that it's a lot of stuff that comes with them blessings. Yeah, a vision of me walking down the street with my bag of blessings and a mug of running up to me. And he's about to snatch my blessings out from under my arm. Oh, no, you're not. Oh, no, you're not. Because God gave me this blessing. He gave me this bag of blessings.
That's right.
And I'm fighting this mugger. I'm fighting him back for the blessings that God has already poured upon me. But at the end of the day, when he poured those blessings upon me, I had to do right with those blessings. I had to be a good steward over those blessings. And I wasn't going to let no enemy steal it from me. And at the end of the day, you got to also remember that whatever door God opens, no man can close. And whatever door God closed, no man can open. So that means that whatever God got for you, he does have for you. But see, you have to be wise enough to be a good steward over those blessings. You have to be wise enough to know that a lot comes with that. And when it did come down to us having those doors open, we got to recognize that God did it. But guess what? No man can take it away. But we have to have a mindset that we're going to be responsible with those blessings. We can't just lavish them and throw them away and cast them about, because we did plant the seeds to reap them. And if we got a raggedy blessing and it ain't all you want it to be, then you need to be planting better seeds. Back to you, Apostle.
Amen. Listen, I love the fact, and I'm about ready to get a go, but it's a little juicy this morning. It's a little juicy, a little juicy. It be juicy every morning, y'all, for those that is tuning in. But I love the fact, like she used the illustration, and it's an illustration that I was just talking about, that you walking down the road with a bag of money and a burglar done came and asked you, amen. See, this is the thing what the Lord was saying about earlier, amen, that you will protect your back, though. First of all, what craziness that you're going to be doing and walking down the road with a bag full of money. Amen. And these are the things that we as people, we have to go and sit and examine your life and be examined on different things. Some people have knowledge but no wisdom, and you really become dangerous to yourself. I'm going to say that again. Some people have knowledge but no wisdom, and now you become a target or you become a danger for yourself. Some people have wisdom but with no knowledge. Amen. And you still become what? A danger to different things of yourself in your life. They go hand in hand. Knowledge and wisdom go together. Baby, sister, brother, auntie, mama them, grandma them, you don't pay the price. Amen. Keep dwelling into foolishness. Keep dwelling into gossip. You don't pay the price to keep worrying about who talking about you, who lying on you. Amen. You don't pay the price. Baby, let me tell you something. As you keep prospering in your life, don't think that the talking about you going to get thin. No, it will get greater. Mm-hmm. And it will get greater on a whole different level. Don't think jealousy going to go away because now you in a place in your life. No, baby, jealousy get greater. God is trying to teach some of you. That's why he ain't pulled you out the fire yet. He ain't pulled you amidst round the ones that got hater issues against you. Amen. Because it's not about them. It's something that God is trying to develop within you. Because why? Where are you going? Can I tell you something? You need to stop delaying your timing that God needs you to be. You need to stop delaying your prosperity. You need to stop delaying your blessing. You need to move yourself out the way and understand them haters, my God, don't pay your bill. You need to understand that I don't care how jealousy you are, amen, and how what you don't like about me, you cannot stop what God is doing through me. I'm the only one can stop it, my God, and I choose not to. But as for me in my house, y'all about to hear me this one. But as for me in my house, we going to do what? I'm going to serve the Lord. In other words, I'm not worried about your haters. Amen. I'm not worried about liars. I'm not worried about what you got against me. I'm not worried about none of that. Because for me in my house, we don't serve gossip. For me in my house, we don't serve envy. For me in my house, we don't serve jealousy. For me in my house, we don't serve, my God Almighty, negativity. For me in my house, we shall serve what? The Lord. Lord. Is anybody this morning has got their mind made up? Got their mind made up? I'm stop allowing these folks in under my skin. I'm gonna stop having these issues with my family members. I'm gonna stop. I'm gonna put away these issues that is built up years after years after years, months after months, and I'm still holding on to it. Baby, you stopping me for getting my blessing? And guess what? They, you are allowing them to do so. I want to talk to some successful folks this morning. I'm not talking to you, poverty mindset individual, because until you get your mind together that you really want it, it's no sense of me giving which is holy unto my God Almighty. You know what the scripture says. It's not what I says. Amen. But I want to talk to individual that I'm ready to walk into sense. I got something to lose. I'm not going to let these haters no more let me lose. I'm tired of jumping from job to job because people don't like me. I get fed up. I get tired. And they causing me to be in a financial difficulty. And there they go. They still living good. They still over there doing good. And I'm all jacked up. I want you to put away childish things like the man of God said. And when I become old, y'all about to hear me. I put away all that stuff.
I'm
amen.
Out.
Back to you, evangelist Nita. I'm out. I got to go.
Listen, glory to God. Like Apostle say, this is juicy. But I want you out. How this needs to be ended. Let me just say this to you all, and like he said, you have to put these things. You have to put these people in place because when you up there, you are going to go through some things. But see, in your weakness, God is your strength. In your lack of faithfulness, He is faithful. We have to keep in mind that God is our way maker. It's not the man. It's not the lady. It's God. He's our way maker. So when you get to the point where you're not worried about what every and anybody else doing, you trying to get to that vision or that dream that God has shown you, nothing else don't matter. Nothing else don't matter. What matters is what God has placed in you. What matters is the conversations that you have with God. What matters is when you sit down and say, God, what's the next plan? What's the next strategy? Who are you going to put me in placement with? And I sit here and tell you today in a living testimony, when you ask God some things and you tell him to take you out of the mess, He will take you out of the mess and bring the people in your life that's going to take you to the next level. All you need to do is grab hold. All you need to do is be obedient. All you need to do is be in your right mindset and leave all those that's holding you down. God not going to bring you to a place. You're going to have some heavy burdens, but you got to be strong enough to start cutting them off as you walk. Every step that you take, you cut them off. When they come to you with the craziness, you let them know, I don't have time for this. I got something else. So I'm just here to tell you all today, as I said, God can do things exceedingly and abundantly in your life. It's what do you choose. If you want to waddle, waddle. As for me and my house, we're trying to move on up the mountain. We trying to move, and if you want to come, then you need to get the same mindset, because no weapon formed against me and my house shall prosper, and every word that comes against us shall be condemned. You know why? Because we serve the Most High. You know why? Because we are in His safety. He's our shelter. You know why? We trust Him. We trying Him. And you know why? We done been to the bottom. And now we asking God to bring us to the top. It's a non-negotiable attitude in this household. And that's the attitude that you need to take. Because God is trying to take you somewhere. God did not put these type of topics in place just because. He put them in place because He's trying to talk to some people. He's putting them in place because He's trying to raise some people. He's in a resurrection. He's rising people up right now. He's dealing with dry bones. He's dealing with those that sit and say, I can't do it. I'm not good enough. Well, guess what? Everybody that God used in the Bible wasn't good enough, because if they were, He wouldn't be able to get the glory. So you better get your thinking man set out and get and do what and get in a place to receive what God has for you. And if you reaping bad seeds, in the name of Jesus, I'm testifying to somebody this morning. I'm telling a testimony. You better get rid of them. You better start turning them bad seeds into good seeds. Because just as apostles say, whatever you put out there, you're going to get it back. And then you're going to be praying and asking God, when is this season over? When is it going to change? It's going to change when you start doing better. In the name of Jesus. As we leave today, we pray. Well, we know the Holy Spirit. We know the Holy Spirit did some talking, touching, and changing this morning. And we thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We come back tonight to support our ministers, to support the ADM family for what God has them doing right now. He's raising. He has us on. He's in a season of raising us. We're raising. We're going higher. And we're pulling you with us as long as you want to be there. Come on with us tonight on the blog, the same line, 845-277-9136. You do not want to miss your blessings. You want to stay attached to a place of success. You want to stay attached to a place that's prospering and be attached to when God makes his next move. We love you. So come back out with us tonight and then again tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. What God has for you, it is for you. Don't let nobody take what God has for you. We love you and we're out. Have a great day.